Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up, man? Happy 2021. It is your boy, Justin Ramos, the kid, the sensation from East New York, Brooklyn, with a brand new episode and a brand new year and a brand new season. Just the Kid from Brooklyn is back, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? That's my Martin impression. What's up, what's up, what's up? Yes, it is 2021. It is January 1st. To be exact, in a new year, 2021, New York City is still very much alive, ladies and gentlemen. Justin Ramos is just as alive as he's ever been, okay? I was excited to get the fuck out of 2020. Listen, let me tell you, I hated everything about that year. You know how many sneakers I lost out on? Hundreds, maybe 200 pairs of sneakers I lost out on, okay? I knew people that were sick from COVID-19. I've had family members pass away, friends close to me pass away, and the shit is still here, okay? All these crazy motherfuckers going on trips, going on fucking cruises, going here to Mexico, going over to Vegas, going over to Florida. Why the fuck would you go to Florida in the height of COVID-19? I don't give a fuck how much tickets are for AEW Dynamite. $5 to $50, I don't give a shit. I am not going anywhere outside of New York City. It's dangerous enough in Brooklyn. It's dangerous enough in East New York. You telling me I'm going to have a fight of my life with something that I can't see? Fuck you, okay? I ain't taking that motherfucking vaccine neither. People walking around looking like Jim Ross. Goddamn, JR! Anyway, paralysis in the side of their face from this rushed vaccine from companies I ain't never heard of. Moderna and Pfizer. Who the fuck is Moderna and who the fuck is Pfizer? That's what the fuck I want to know. It's been a long time. I ain't dropped a show since November 25th. I am back, motherfuckers. I'm full of energy, full of life. I'm excited. I started a new job. I'm a motherfucking federal employee. I won't tell you what it is. You ain't getting me fired. Shit, I just started there. Mind your business. Mind your business. I started a new job making good money, man. I'm very happy. I want to shout out my former employer. Fuck you very much for not reopening, leaving me high and dry and the rest of my squad of 20 plus people to fend for themselves, okay, and collect that unemployment. That money was good. I tell you that much, especially when you was getting that extra 600 on top. You was getting that extra money, you know what I'm saying? For them first couple months, and then that shit stopped. Motherfuckers was hurt. They was like, damn, can't be going to get no fucking crab boils no more, son. You're going to have to go back to that dollar menu, son. Yo, folks was they was balling out of control during the beginning of this pandemic, man. Getting that extra $600. They was going to City Island and shit. When nobody at City Island didn't even feel like City Island. These motherfuckers out there drinking fucking mimosas and frozen lemonades and eating crab legs and shit. And then as soon as they cut off that extra $600, motherfuckers was stressed. They was buying up all these sneakers, getting all the Yeezys, all the Air Jordans and shit. You broke bastards. Look at them now. Anyway, so shout out to the new year. Shout out to my brand new job, man. I'm very proud of me for filling out the application for a job which I've had there's no edits here. It's all raw and uncut. Many family members that have retired from this particular career job. And one of my closest aunts, shout out to my aunt Margaret, is about to retire after 35 and a half years of working for this good ass job. But you know, her and my aunt Rosa on the Ramos side, yiddy, and my uncle have always told me for years, take the test. It's a good job. And you know, when you're in your 20s, you don't listen. And then when you get into a job like it, you understand why they told you to take the exam and take a job like this, because you leap into a different tax bracket, okay? And you realize that after you see your first paycheck. All that OT, man, I was working The first 2 weeks, I think I worked a total of 114 hours. So I'm caking, all right? I am the ghetto Mayweather amongst my friends. You understand? I am on the money team, okay? We part of the Brooklyn chapter of the money team. Yiddy. what else, you know, besides 2020 being the way it was and the fuckery, right? We got a new president, right? We got Joe Biden is now number 46, the 46th president of the United States, and we got Kamala Harris as our first ever. Not only is she the first woman to be elected to vice president, but she's also the first African-American. Let me say that again. She's the first African-American woman to be put into office as the United States vice president. She's probably going to run for president in the next election. If, you know, not in the next election, but because she's Biden's partner. But, you know, in the future, she probably will run. And, you know, Trump has been acting stupid. You know, I don't like to get political, but I vote so I could talk politics. You know, stupid motherfuckers who don't vote shouldn't talk politics. That's just a rule that I like to live by. You know, if you don't vote, shut the fuck up. You have no right. If you don't exercise your right to vote, you have no right to speak on any matter that is political and anything that relates to this country. And that's just my personal opinion. If you don't like it, you know where you can stick it. Where the sun don't shine, make sure you turn that some bitch sideways and stick it straight up your candy ass. Ain't that right, Rocky? Anyway, so, you know, the inauguration is coming up. It's a new year. COVID is still here. So the interesting thing is if are we going to get a repeat, you know, of 2016 when Trump was inaugurated? His first term. Are we going to have riots and looting in the streets and businesses being destroyed and set on fire and stuff? We don't know. Is the country going to be on, you know, a state of emergency? Is everything going to be shut down like it currently is right now during COVID? But also not only for being COVID reasons, but also being the possibility of rioting again, because, you know, Trump supporters are against what are they calling us? The far left, right? The far left. That's what they're calling the Democrats. Whatever. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, people are upset, even the fact that we had to choose someone like a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And I understand people's grievances but towards those people. But it was a choice of the lesser evils. No one really wants to see another old white man run the country again, right? But we also don't want the current old, rich, filthy rich white man running the country and having us be the laughing stock. We're supposed to be A1. We're supposed to be the power country. And for the last 4 years, we've been looking like the stupidest country, the less powerful country, because of the man that was running it like it was a fucking business, instead of running it like people and caring for the people of this country. But we'll switch out of that. It's a good year. It's the first day. I'm feeling good, you know. The world should be feeling good because we all got a fresh start, right? I don't do New Year's resolutions. Justin's going to continue to do what he has been doing each and every year, and that's doing Justin Ramos. That's what I always done. That's what I always will do. I don't do resolutions. The only resolution anyone should ever have is to keep washing your motherfucking hands, wear a damn mask, and stay the fuck away from me. You understand? With your stink ass. Anyway, make sure you wash your stink ass too. Please do. Please do wash your stink ass. Comedy scene is still, it's not consistent as I would like it to be. Actually have a show coming up tomorrow on the 2nd. Depending on when you hear this podcast, it'll be January 2nd at Astoria Park. My good friend Jared Waters has a show called the Training Camp Comedy Show, which he runs every Wednesday at 7 and every Saturday at 3:30. I will be on the 3:30 show on January 2nd, which is Saturday. It's a free show in Astoria Park. If you live in New York, Come out to see your boy slinging them new jokes. You know what I mean? Because trust me, I got a whole new act. That is a rule of mine that me and my good friend Rashad Bashir. Shout out to my boy Rashad. Check out his podcast too, the Struggle Bid Podcast. He's got that on all major platforms, just like I do with Just a Kid from Brooklyn. We on all streaming platforms. You understand? We on Anchor. We on Apple. We on Pocket Cast. We on Spotify. We on Google Podcasts. Everywhere you can hear a podcast, you can hear your boy. You understand? I'm also on Clubhouse now. If you guys haven't heard of Clubhouse, it's this new live audio chat. It's invite only. It's exclusive to Apple, which is why Apple is better. No disrespect to Android, but get your shit together because you're fucking up. Clubhouse is really cool, though. A lot of entertainers use it. Film writers, actors, poets, regular people. Not to say that regular people don't have talent, but, you know, regular people use this app, too. It's a great way to network and talk and ask questions and you know, move along within your field, industry, business, whatever you want to use Clubhouse for. I was finally able to get an invite by a classmate of mine from Bishop Ford. Shout out to the Falcons. Bishop Ford Falcons forever, baby. You know what I mean? Football team, that was me. I never played, but that's another story for another day. You know, I was captain of the water team. It's okay. It's okay. Some people play, some people don't. You know, my uniform was nice, though. It was always nice and clean. It never got dirty. no, but yeah, I was able to finally get an invite to Clubhouse last Sunday, so almost a week ago. It's pretty cool so far, you know. I learned a lot. Listening to a lot of talks from the bigger names in the comedy industry, and they're dropping some jewels, man. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool app. Shout out to my cousin-in-law, Dana Dane. You know, Dana Dane, send a fella, Dana Dane. Anyway, I probably messed up the words, but shout out to Dana Dane because he's on the app too. He gave me a quick 5-10 minute tutorial on how to use the app, which was dope. That was cool. They really should be paying him for this. My cousin said this. They should be paying him to teach people on how to use this app. But so far, it's a cool app, you know. I'm not on it as much. I'm usually on it when I'm not working because I'm too busy to listen to it at work. And I kind of forget. I get all the notifications. I'm like, oh, I should check that show out. And then I'm busy doing something at work. So I just kind of like leave it for the weekend and when I'm on my way home, basically. So a lot of times I listen to it pretty much when I'm at home or not doing anything at all. But I think, I think it's going to grow. I don't know if it's ever going to go to Android. Hold on, let's take a water break. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good water break. But Clubhouse, you know, it's pretty cool so far. I'm very interested to see. It's only been out for, I think, like a month. Maybe more. Maybe 2 months. Because it's so exclusive. Who knows how long it's really been out. But I think it's been out for about a month. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see how it grows as far as apps go, right? My sneaker purchasing for the year we just finished, 2020, it was limited, but you know, I think I got some heat, you know. I think I started off good and then I ended good. Like that's how I usually do. Right? I didn't get every shoe I wanted because it was hard to this year with everybody working from home, going to school from home. It's kind of tough to buy sneakers when everybody's at home and they got bots. So I put together a little list of shoes that I was actually able to purchase. Okay. And I think I put them in order. I don't really remember. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. But I was able to get the Animal Instinct 3 2.0s, which were fire. My only grievance with that shoe was it came out in the summertime and the materials were very heavy because the inside had like I forget what that material is. It was like a heavier nylon material on the inside and it was all premium leather on the outside with Python print. My major issue with the shoe was that after the second or third wear, where the elephant print was on the toe box, well, really, normally it would be the cement elephant print on threes, but instead it was Animal Instinct, so it was like a python print to mimic a snake's scales, skin, whatever you call that part of the snake. And there's a tear after the third wear. Nike, what the fuck are we doing? Jordan Brand, what's up? It's not like I could take them back now. I've already had them forever. Anyway, in sneaker years, you know, you have your shoes for a month. You know, they old sometimes after the next day. That's just how sneakerheads are. Oh, them shits is old. They played out. Let's get another pair. I was also able to snag a pair of Biohack 1s. Might I say, too, the Biohack 1s I had to purchase for resale. The Animal Instinct 3s were the only pair, other than another shoe I'm going to mention in a few minutes, that I was able to snag for the retail price. When I tried to get the Biohack 1s, I did everything possible to get them for retail and not pay the resale value. I signed up on all the Foot apps. So that's Foot Locker, Foot Action, Finish Line. What's the other store? Champs. I signed up on Nike. So when they dropped the day of, I could try and get them. And I lost out on all of those apps. So I was forced to buy them from GOAT. And during COVID, GOAT and StockX, everything is backed up. So it took almost a month for me to get the shoes. And as I was waiting for them, I probably should have sold them and repurchased them. The price was dropping. So I ended up, what I paid, by the time I got the shoes to me, which I wear all the time, I love them. I love ones. I was, the price went down. So I spent more the day that they dropped, September 4th, than when I actually got them. The resale value had dropped below what I spent. But it's cool. It's part of the sneaker game. That's what happens. I was also able to snag a very, very, very special pair of Adidas. They called the Artillery Highs. If you are a movie buff, right, you know that the Artillery Highs were featured in Bill and Ted Bogus Adventure, which is the second movie. So Kid Cudi has a deal with Adidas, and he released those shoes in three colorways. He did the white and green, which was featured in the film, and the black and white that was featured in the film. I got neither of those two. I do still want the black and whites. I got a white and red pair. And it has a nice Wild Stallions logo stitched in on the back. And then the insert has Kid Cudi's logo, because if you know, his deal, you know, has already begun with Adidas. He's already releasing his first original pair. Actually, he's already released it. So, you know, it was a dope, nostalgic piece that I definitely had to have. I still want to get the black and white pair. I've been watching the sneaker market and seeing if this price is dropping. So I could get my pair and not spend too much money. But yeah, that was a piece that I definitely had, like, I had to get those shoes. And more importantly, I ended the year with a fucking phenomenal pair of sneakers. I was able to snag, not for retail. I tried. I was on the Adidas app and I was in the drawing for 4 hours the day of the release of the restocked pair of Bred 350 V2s. But I was able to cop them. I copped two pairs, you know, because the family got to be fresh too, of the Bred Yeezy 350 V2s. I haven't worn them yet. I must say, it looks identical to the original pair. It's so comfortable. I love 350s. Now, you know, I have two pairs of 350s and three pairs of Yeezys total, because the first pair I've ever purchased. Technically, I had four pairs, but I sold one pair to my cousin who just texted me. Shout out to you. I had the 700s, not the Mauves. I forget what they called that one right now, but it was the gray pair with a little bit of pink. I forgot that. Oh, the Inertias. There you go. The Inertias. You see how my mind works on sneakers? I could just remember names and nicknames just like that. Just like that. Historian of everything, you know? Everything that I love, I know about. And I try and remember and research because I like to know what I'm talking about. Yiddig. The three pairs of Yeezys that I do currently own, I have the Waverunner 700s, I have the Yeechill 350 V2s, and now I have one that, to me personally, I would consider to be a grail in owning. Other than the Waverunner 700s, those are definitely a grail of mine, but to actually own the Bred 350 V2, man, whether it's the original or the retro, the fact that I have them is just fucking phenomenal. And let me tell you, the lineup for 2021 for Jordan Brand, Adidas, and even Bathing Ape, I'm looking forward to all of it. You know, I'm hoping in the next 2 weeks I can snag a pair for retail for the Vault Green Jordan 1s. Oh, fire. It's got the freaking black in it. It's got the neon yellow, the bright orange. Oh, man. I hope the lace colorways that come with them are phenomenal, because I could see myself wearing orange laces with them, wearing green laces with them, even the black laces. Oh, I'm killing it this year, man. It's going to be a continuation of just flyness. I even was able to finally get a Star Trek Mania Boys Club hoodie this year, which is crazy. Well, last year, because I forgot we're in a new year now, right? I was able to finally get one of the restock of the Star Trek hoodies, Star Trek Records, which is Pharrell's label. BBC Japan actually re-released a new collection for them, and I was able to get a hoodie. I was very happy with that, because I've been waiting for that restock for 10 years. And all throughout 2020, they were dropping pieces consistently, and I kept missing out because they were selling out instantly. So I was finally able to snag a hoodie, and that was dope. That was dope. You know, I like to get a Billionaire Boys Club piece, you know, once, twice a year. If it's extremely rare, maybe more than twice a year, because, you know, that stuff's pretty expensive, but I like my Hypebeastie expensive shit. Babe, I've been missing out pretty much the entire year. I think I've only purchased one thing from Bape in 2020, but all the collabs I miss. So I hope I don't miss out on the collabs in 2021. But it's looking like a good year, man, for sneakers. Looking like a good year for comedy. It's hopefully looking like a good year for life, you know. Looking like a good year for New York City. I hope, you know, this new administration does right by the people. I just hope people are taking care of themselves, man. You know, not acting crazy, man. This virus is still here. So get your shit together. Go to the gym. Be like me. Work out. Lose some weight. Okay? I'm down 18 pounds. You dig? And my secret is my job and gym combined. I'm still eating like crazy, which I'm trying to change that myself. But, you know, baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. With that said, I want you guys to make sure you follow me on all forms of social media, Justin the Comic. Subscribe to my YouTube page, which I'm planning on revamping this year. I'm putting new content out there. Follow me on all forms of social media, Justin the Comic. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, rate this show. This has been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. We are now in season 2. Let's keep it going, baby. Share this show. I love you guys. And remember, wash your hands, wash your ass, wear your motherfucking mask, and be safe out there. You dig? Peace out. Yes, sir.